Good morning, Central Oregon. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Friday Morning News. It is an Aloha Friday. I'm Dave Jarvis, and here's Kim Birchfield.
Thank you, Dave. A packed house at Redmond School Board meeting last night. More than 80 teachers showed up to let the board know they can't afford to take any more salary cuts. The school district is facing an $8 million shortfall, and school and teacher representatives continue to negotiate to reach an agreement to balance that budget. School Board Chair Jim Erickson thinks they're close.
Where we are is that though we have $3 million less state money coming to us, the teachers would be earning and working exactly the same number of days and earning exactly the same amount of money as they did last year. So nobody would be losing money or working more in the offer that we presented. Now, we have not heard yet the union's position on that.
Two more meetings are scheduled between the two sides in early June. And Redmond's Evergreen Elementary is a step closer to becoming the city's new city hall. 1110 KBND, Kelly Blyer talked with the mayor.
The Redmond City Council this week approved the final agreement to close the deal on the sale. Mayor George Endicott says they ran all their inspections and they'll have to replace things like the air conditioning, heating, and ventilation units.
That whole system has to be replaced. The electrics have to be upgraded. Need to seal the windows with some interior storm windows. And, there's quite a bit of rehab that has to go on, but it's still a very structurally sound building.
Now the school board has to sign off on the final deal. Renovations are not scheduled to start for another couple years. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Governor Kitzhaber announced yesterday that all flags at public institutions will be flown at half staff from sunrise until noon on Monday, May 30th, in memory of all Oregonians who have made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. Bend Band of Brothers spokesman Dick Tobiasen says you can help get started on Saturday at Deschutes Memorial Gardens.
People can go to Deschutes Memorial Garden and help put flags on graves. And I think we're going to put 1,000 flags out there. So that would be a good place. The thing to do would be to call Deschutes Memorial Garden and talk to somebody there about what kind that is. That's a nice thing to do because on Memorial Day, when you have the service and look back and see all those flags there, it's a really impressive sight and really a solemn remembrance for those who gave their lives for a good country.
Tobiasen says on Monday, most Central Oregon cities will be placing flags on their downtown areas, and there will be a special service at Deschutes Memorial Gardens, including an F-15 flyover. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden will spend Memorial Day in Central Oregon. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has his schedule.
On Monday, May 30th, Wyden will be at Pioneer Cemetery in Terrebonne at 9 a.m. Then at 11 a.m., he'll be at Redmond's Memorial Cemetery. And finally, at 1 p.m., he'll be at Deschutes Memorial Gardens on North Highway 97 in Bend. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
Mother Nature has been working overtime in the last couple of months, causing disasters. Lapine City Councilor Stu Martinez just returned from Tennessee, helping flood victims there, and soon he'll be heading back south, this time to Alabama.
Another devastation from just the reports that have been on TV, and I think it's going to be, a very emotional experience.
Martinez expects to be in Alabama from 1 to 3 weeks. He's trained in disaster relief and was just in Burns recently during the floods, helping out there. A Kaiser woman's dying cell phone saves her life. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford has that story.
29-year-old Brandy Kidred went for a walk at Kaiser Rapids Park and fell into the Willamette River. She was cold, wet, and her cell phone was dying when she sent a text message to friends who called police. Sergeant Jeff Goodman says it's an easy area to get lost.
Pretty heavily wooded, and there's lots of trails, and we weren't sure where she was at down in the park.
They found her on the riverbank.
When she was located, she was barely conscious, and it was believed she wouldn't have survived the rest of the night because of the elements.
Kindred was taken to Wallace Marine Park, treated for hypothermia. She didn't want to go to a hospital and went home with her friends. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A big crowd cheered as the ribbon was cut at the newly remodeled McDonald's on Northeast 3rd Street in Bend. McDonald's marketing director Mike Hargis says, the Wednesday morning event was very exciting and highly anticipated moment. He says people were thrilled with the new contemporary look of the convenience of two drive-through lanes, and those drive-throughs will be open 24 hours a day. That is a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning, Central Oregon.